At the time of his death in 2011, Jimmy Savile was known as Saint Jimmy, an eccentric BBC TV personality who entertained children and raised $70 million for charity. Well, that image is totally destroyed now. According to police reports, Jimmy Savile used his status to abuse sexually hundreds of victims over 5 decades. He intimidated those who might have spoken out about his actions. His victims were simply not believed or ignored. The full scale of his abuse only came out after his death. Is it too soon for a play about him then? A new production, An Audience with Jimmy Savile, has opened in London. The man who wrote it, journalist Jonathan Maitland, worked with the groups representing the victims.
I just wanted to answer the public service journalistic question, really, which was to show people how this very famous person had got away with it for such a long period of time, and also to give his many, many victims a voice, which is something they were denied for an incredible period of time.
How does drama help us understand what was going on? Why people turned the other way, looked away? What does drama do for that?
Well, that's exactly what drama does. You've just answered your own question. It helps us understand how people turn the other cheek. Current Affairs doesn't really do that. I mean, I've been a journalist for 30 years, and I still am, and Current Affairs and documentaries do a fantastic job at certain things, at showing you things. But they can't show you the conversation that a father has with his daughter in their front room where his daughter says, "I was attacked," and he doesn't believe her. You just cannot bring that to life effectively in a Current Affairs program. Similarly, it can't show you how police investigators didn't do a very good job interviewing Jimmy Savile. I saw a documentary the other day, and it showed a close-up of a police interview transcript and said, in the voiceover, "This interview wasn't very good." But in our play, you actually see that interview take place. And people afterwards come up to us and say, "That's the moment I realized how he got away with it." So drama is incredibly important and effective in making people understand fully what happened.
And he got away with it because he was very well regarded by some people in very high places, not least Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. And he bullied the police by basically saying, "I know people and your career is on the line."
Absolutely. But it wasn't just Margaret Thatcher. I mean, it was our colleagues at the BBC, the NHS, the Catholic Church. I mean, this man had a royal flush of our great trusted institutions in the palm of his hand. And it's just phenomenal because his public image was that of a kind of slightly stupid court jester who, you know, you didn't take very seriously. But actually what he was doing was very serious indeed. I mean, if it wasn't so appalling, it would be quite impressive. I mean, he's kind of like some kind of Rasputin figure, except it wasn't just a powerful Russian person in his thrall, it was the whole country.
And you're talking to a global audience. People won't be able to see this, at least for a while, in many parts of the world. But paedophilia is something that we're now beginning, and I don't know what your feeling is, but it seems to me we're still really looking at the tip of the iceberg. But the manipulation, the power that people in authority, in churches, in TV, had over young people. Have you understood a bit more about that, having written the play?
I'm not really an expert in that at all, and I wouldn't claim to be. I mean, I'm more familiar, really, with how Savile manipulated those institutions and those people. I just don't know about the full extent of it. And one day, I worry that we're having a moral panic, and we think it's more prevalent than it is. And then the next day, I think, you know, when a supposedly respectable teacher or official is found to have been doing appalling things, I think, my goodness, it's everywhere. So I'm just not qualified to answer that.
And as you wrote the play, did you find yourself scared still, even though Jimmy Savile is dead, scared of the power that he had? Are there still people protecting him and his memory?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I get, well, until I blocked them, I got a few tweets from a group called Justice for Jimmy, who think he's a much maligned man, that he's done nothing wrong, and that it's a media conspiracy, and he raised a lot of money for charity, which he did, and that it's just the media telling lies about a dead person. And there are a fair few, not many, but a fair few people who, independent of that organization, who think he's got a bad rap. I mean, no one's sinister, nothing really bad. It's the kind of harmless rantings of people really quite stupid people in denial, in complete denial. But there's no rich and powerful people sending me libel writs or anything like that, which ironically is what Savile did in his lifetime to silence those who would have told the truth.
Have things changed? Would it never happen again?
Again, I'm no expert, but I just cannot believe that a very famous person like Savile could go around doing what he did now and get away with it. However, is there abuse of a different kind going on in powerful, male-dominated, hierarchical institutions which we can't do much about and which is really, really bad? And the answer is yes, I'm pretty sure yes. But I just cannot believe that anybody with the prominence and standing of Savile now could go around doing what he did. No way.
That's Jonathan Maitland, who's written a play, An Audience with Jimmy Savile, which, although it's a British story, is certainly an issue which has resonance all over the world. And that is paedophilia, and Jimmy Savile reckoned to be the worst, at least as far as the police are concerned, the worst abuser of children and others.